Now, we heard the pre-fight audio where Mike played his heel character to perfection. There was not a person in the crowd besides his family or the people he came there with that rooted for Mike. This was a pro-Jake crowd, and Jake, only thing he had to do was stay on his feet for 3 rounds, and he was going to win this bout. Mike had to knock Jake out in order to get this decision.
You know, the one thing I will say, Jake, looking back and listening to you talk about the fight and the build-up, and Mike, when you walked in the ring, Mike in Duncanville is not some little wussy guy. He's not some person who looks like a human throw pillow. He had some conditioning to him there, and that's why I thought, whoa, this could be a duke it out.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I was sort of relying on the reach, but he again, it felt like he gained 25 pounds from the time he was in the studio to the time I was standing across the square from him.
He was Ivan Drago in this thing?
It felt a little, there might have been a little deer antler spray or something involved. I don't know.
Okay, so let's go to the walk-up. You guys are in the ring. We throw it down to Gordon, who's going to speak with Mike in Duncanville before the fight.
Where do you want to start? Let's start with Gordo, who is in the corner of Duncanville's finest, Mike.
Mike.
Already Mike inciting the crowd.
Kind of looks like Bane from behind.
Mike, how does it feel to be so hated?
Fantastic, Gordo. Just fantastic.
Wow. So let me get this straight, Mike. You don't give a damn about anyone out here, do you?
Nope. I'm shooting him in the finger right now, Gordo.
Wow.
Is this WWE we're having?
He's playing his Nate Diaz card here.
What would you say, Mike, if I pointed out the fact that all of these people here are Americans?
God bless them.
Ooh, okay, so he's now trying to get the crowd's favor. What about in America? Do you like Mike from Duncanville?
Listen to this crowd.
God.
Ask him what size bus he took to school.
That's rude, Corby.
So a couple of other things that Gordo tried to get the crowd against Mike in Duncanville. Surprise. So let's go to the other side of the ring and speak with Jake.
I don't wish you luck, but we're going to head over right now to Dan McDowell, who's standing by with the tickets on Jake Space is Super Gay Tip.
There's some booze in there for sure. Ooh.
We're here with a very focused ferret.
Ferret.
Jake, what's going through your mind right now?
Let's do this.
He doesn't want to talk. He wants action.
This is this is not a bit. This is organic. This just occurred out of nowhere. You actually don't like this guy.
No, I hate him. He's a loudmouth a-hole.
You reached out to him once Mike had emailed everybody here.
Let's do this.
Let's fight!
Wow.
Let's fight!
Fight, fight,
Let's
fight, fight,
fight!
To the ring and he's Rich always, Phillips.
He's always on the clock. Good luck, Jake.
So I do believe, Jake, that at first you wanted to fight. And you took it a little bit seriously, but as time wore on, and now you're a pretty intense guy at sometimes. And that kind of just clicked right on with you, whereas, okay, we're having fun. It's going to be fun to fight. Now you wanted to seriously get in there and kick his butt.
Yeah, that's not great for radio right there, just saying, oh, let's just do this whenever we're in a talking business. But I even remember back like 10 minutes before this when I was getting my hands wrapped, and Kat came back and was kind of joking with me, and I was just like, dude, this is not the time. Like, I'm not here to, like, this could have been off the air. I wouldn't have cared. You know, like, I just wanted to fight the guy. Like, I don't have a bit for you right now. I just want to fight this guy. That was pretty much it, which again, not the best for on-air content.
Probably not. And I know we can't, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. So I wasn't going to play any of the actual fight audio because there's so much going on because I do love the post game, but just the beginning of the fight and everyone anticipating what's going to happen. And I still think Jake seeing Mike was a little bit worried, and I think everyone else actually laying eyes on Mike was a little bit worried about what was going to happen to Jake, even though he had the reach, because he did look a little bigger than what everyone anticipated. And then the bell rang. And then let's just listen to round one.
You know, Bob, I've already seen one thing, guys.
What's that?
Mike has used up at least a full round of energy.
Ooh, they,
I know.
Things, jumping,
they touch
things.
Gloves. That's interesting.
They have to.
All right, here we go in round one, the highlight of my career, calling Kemp and Mike and Duncanville, and we start. The first is a left by Kemp. Connects. Duncanville is talking. Mike and Duncanville is talking and not punching.
He is dancing.
Jake
around.
Is circling. And there has been no contact from Mike just yet. He appears to be going full Nate Diaz here. Mike with a Kemp with a jab. Three jabs from Kemp
Mike,
so
Mike
far.
Hasn't thrown a
Mike
jab.
Has not thrown a punch yet. It appears he may be running the entire fight.
He's
going to
run out of energy.
Maybe no, a left from Kemp.
Look at him.
Maybe a rope-a-dope.
Kemp blocked pretty well, though.
that was the first round, and you could hear Norm in the background saying, Mike hasn't thrown a punch yet.
And there's no training for that, right? I mean, you go to these classes, and I would tell anybody who wants to do fight night, you should spar first. You should get punched as many times as possible so that you're not surprised by it. There's no way to prepare for a dude who's just running around the edge of the ring. So I just tried to keep my base underneath me and sort of track him, and it took an entire round for me to realize, I mean, if he doesn't want to come here, I'll just go to him.
Mm-hmm. So Norm was... Of course, he realizes that in the ticker bunker, he's going to support his ticket mate. But Mike in Duncanville was representing Norm's show. So when Mike finally threw a punch, and I think everyone else said it was blocked, Norm kind of in the background said, oh, I think that may have connected a little bit. He was just trying to get his record up.
a couple points on the
right,
board.
Right, to try to win this fight.
Hey, he was representing our show. He had to throw one punch in the round.
So rounds two and three went just like round one. Jake 100% dominated this fight to where he did knock him down, and Lawrence Cole had to give him a standing eight count. There was another time in the fight where Jake pushed him down, and Lawrence Cole didn't call that. But there was one knockdown, total domination. So now the fight is over. Let's hear what Mike in Duncanville has to say about this.
A big victory.
Boy.
A big victory right
All
there.
Right. We'll talk with Mike first. Mike, come on over here.
Oh, no.
Mike, you got to be disappointed in yourself there.
It's too late at night. I'm usually in bed right now. I'm tired as f***.
Oh, hey, watch the language.
Whoa. Here are the excuses.
Watch the language. No cussing here, Mike. Did you not prepare for this?
Okay, that's my favorite line out of the whole thing.
Bob's, I've been down this road.
As you guys had to tell him twice in studio not to curse, and he didn't listen. And once Gordo said it, Bob in the background, yep, that works. All right, here we go.
Language. No cussing here, Mike. Did you not prepare for this fight?
No, I did, but like I said, I'm usually asleep right now.
Oh.
Tired.
Just tired. Just didn't have it tonight.
No.
Mike, anything you want to say is kind of to make peace with this crowd?
More me. More me.
More me.
Still more him. It never ends.
All right. So there is no reconciliation with Jake?
No.
Did the better man win?
Did the better man win, Mike?
No, absolutely not. If we would have gone on the ground, if we didn't have gloves on...
Oh, if they just another round.
We need
he doesn't even want his medal, his participation medal. He's thrown it in the Ohio River.
So after a total destruction in three rounds, he said if we had gone another round and we didn't have the gloves on, Jake would have been dead meat.
And if we had fought in the lunch hour.
Right.
You would have been a little bit geared up.
My energy spikes about one.
The blood sugar level. Right.
Sugar was done, you know.
Everything is perfect. All my levels are perfect then. All right, let's throw it to across the ring and talk to our victor.
I don't wish you luck, but we're going to head over.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Hang on. Let's get the post-fight two. There we go. Post-fight two, everybody. And here we go.
If you don't back up, I'm going to hurt you again.
All right, pause it. So do you remember what happened there?
Was he barking?
He's walking up. I mean, after he had caught his breath a little bit, he's 3 feet away from me again. And his gloves are, I believe, off at this point. I'm thinking, you know, this dude does have a bit of a crazed element to
right.
him.
Right.
And I'm thinking he's either about to, like, maybe he pulls a gun, you know, Last Boy Scout
Oh, my.
Style, or he appeared like he wanted to continue fighting. And I'm maximum teed up right now, full of adrenaline. And I'm thinking, all right, let's just fight again.
Now, are you whipped?
You know, I think you can hear it. I don't think I sound as whipped as he was. I did focus on – that's the main thing, right? Your cardio.
Right.
So I don't I remember being relieved, but not, like, just totally dead after a minute or two.
Okay, so let's start it again.
If you don't back up, I'm going to hurt you again. Hey, watch your language. Mike doesn't care. He's
number
talking.
Number two, I'd like to thank my nutritional partner, the taco joint. Number three, because God always comes third, I'd like to thank our Lord and Savior who died for our sins, Harambe.
It was a different time.
And number four, I'd like to thank this punk bitch. You are welcome to not only not call again, but to stop listening to the station and our estimation. Go someplace else for your bitching.
Wow, strong words.
Best post-fight interview ever.
Ever.
Legend.
So after that.
Hero.
It was Saroy, Machine, Jake. It's not Jake. TC. And.
Mino.
That hoisted Jake on their shoulders and ushered him around the ring. And it was a hero's walk back to the dressing room where Jake had his belt. And he was the champion in the headline match of Fight Night.
Before I even got back to the little tent, Saroy grabbed me and he goes, take a lap, buddy. Just run around. And I'm like, what? He's like, the people want to. And I'm like, okay. So yeah. I kind of ran around the ring and gave the high five to the whole.
Like Hale Irwin winning the U.S. Open. They all wanted the high five.
Just take a lap, man.
It was the right thing to do.
I was like, yes.
Didn't Mike try to fight us all in the back too?
Yeah, there was a situation in the back with because the dude who runs the gym in Arlington, that's what they're called, the place I trained at, Ryan. He wanted to go at Ryan. Ryan's like an MMA hard ass, and I'm thinking, okay, guys, my work here's done. I'm gonna go ahead and check out and grab myself a Corona here at Fight Night. I'm like, this is not my problem anymore. And then the last thing I remember about that night. By the way, Mike and I did end up talking on the phone eventually, and I'm like, look, man, this was fun on the air. No hard feelings. I mean, I beat your ass. So it's like it's buried and whatnot. In the parking lot, I was walking out, and Dan was walking with me, and he said, man, that was great. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm exhausted. And he's like, well, what do you got next? Like, this is over. So what are you going to do for the show next? And I'm like, jeez, dude. Like,
I just got in the ring for three rounds, man. Let me soak this in a little bit. Dude, that was so great to listen back to.
Epic. Let's hit a break, and we'll come back, and then we'll go describe everything you and I did that night to celebrate.
Oh, okay, I got to go.
All right.